You're accepting the invisible Son of God. You're lifting up the Son of God in the wilderness, in each one you see. As Moses lifted up the serpent and put it on a pole, you look at the alcoholic, you look at the drug addict, you look at each individual you think is in a state of sin or in some form of distress, and lift up the Son of God in your understanding. Until that which is there, the living, invisible child of God, is accepted in your consciousness. You know you can't do it in 5 minutes, but through contemplative meditation, you develop that inner foundation. And gradually, something in you lifts you to overcome the belief that there is power in these forms, that there is something present that can push aside the perfect will of God and make itself an alcoholic and make itself a drug addict. Surely they're real to the human mind. But you're to develop that single eye, not the double mind of the serpent, which can see good and bad, because it looks at matter that God didn't create, but to be lifted to that soul mind, the single eye of the soul, which can look out and see the real divine creation where the world is seeing the material creation of the human mind. Oh, years ago, this might have sounded incredibly impossible to us, but it isn't anymore. When you're pressed, you have found ways to overcome the belief in the power of form. It's just that you haven't been consistent about it. And now as we face the scripture and its challenge, realizing this is a demand of the Father in us, we see that the fulfillment of the divine will depends on our active cooperation. The will is functioning, but if I live in another world, not in the kingdom where the will is functioning, how can I expect to benefit by it? It says here that God sent his Son into this world, not to condemn it, but to save it. And we have made that an event 2,000 years ago in one man, when the Son is the Christ in everyone. The Christ in everyone is the Son that is here not to condemn the world, but to save it. And the recognition of that Son in you, the Christ, is the salvation. Sometimes I feel that we have a duty to perform, that we have to save the churches who are trying to save us. And recognize the Son of Man in them, and even teach them what it means to raise the Son of Man by seeing the Christ in everyone who sits in that congregation. There are no atheists, and there are no believers. There's only the invisible Christ everywhere. There are no nationalities. These are conditioned concepts we live with, and we accept these basic physical differences. But we must lift up the Son of Man in every one, for that which you mete out to another is meted back unto you. Now we begin to feel the will of the Father. You see, it doesn't come as a specific statement, comes like the wind. We begin to know that there is a definite will functioning in us, telling us what to do. It's telling us to unclutter. It's telling us to turn away from our material world. It's giving us its great secret, its miracle, the one great miracle of eternal life. It's saying, if you will seek me first, your spirit, if you will day by day take my words into your consciousness, turning away from the world, away from your will, away from your desires, away from the things you think must be done and the things you need, and put some time into my word, that word in you will multiply. And it may at the beginning be a little seed, but it will be a great tree one day. You will be grafted back into the tree of life. And your source will live your life in the divine image, not in the creature image. Under divine law. And then the voice says, what is your motive? What is your real motive? Have you been trying to live in heaven? Or have you been trying to live on earth? Have you been trying to fulfill your human wishes, or have you been trying to be the divine child? What have you been seeking the spirit for? And that's when most of us fail the course. To our shock, even though we were dedicated, we all fall back into a mortal who's seeking God for betterment. And of course that sounds logical to us, but it just doesn't work. The mystical consciousness that we are to rise to is revealed to us clearly by Joel. As the opportunity to let God live God's life where you stand. Very pointedly, he says that when you rise to the mystical consciousness, to the level of a spiritual being, you have absolutely no right to live your life as you would like to live it, and to do what you would like to do, when you would like to do it, and how you would like to do it. But rather we are required to let God live God's life and do what God wants to do, when God wants to do it, and how God wants to do it. Now then, the mystical consciousness is not like the consciousness of the human being we have been or we have known. And you will not have the courage to lay aside your will, your needs, your wishes, your when, how, and what, until you have, through contemplative meditation, found this contact. Without the contact, you're giving up, but you don't know what you're getting. And faith isn't that strong unless it has been built up from within. The contact then of direct perception of God's will, God's word, God's presence is what has been missing in those who have said, I don't feel the guidance. I don't feel the presence. And I don't know why this has happened to me. It happens because we have not been faithful to the challenge and requirement of Scripture. We have read it, and we have disobeyed it. We have not performed as we have been requested to perform. And we have not been taught how to perform. Now it's clear that in this class, we are following the Christ words and accepting them as a direct command, a direct privilege, a priceless light that opens pathways and mansions that the human mind is unaware of. And one of the most important we're going to find right now is that self of us which does not inhabit this physical form. To lift up the Son of Man in you is going to involve finding that self of you which is not in this form, which is always present, and which we will for this moment call your everywhere self. You have an everywhere self. That self cannot be ignored anymore. You cannot continue to work from the focus of this body, this mind, this person, and look to God for the fulfillment of God's will in you, or for God's divine protection and love, or God's wisdom, or God's supply. You'll discover that all that God is and all that you are heir to can only come into your everywhere self. That self which right now is everywhere. The begotten child of the Father, the infinite self of you. And this has to stop being an abstraction or something you vaguely remember from a book somewhere. It has to be lived in. It becomes a very advanced form of contemplative meditation. I think perhaps we better rest a moment before we do this. I'd like to clarify what this everywhere self is so that during the intermission you have an opportunity to give it some thought. There is a self of you that we know translates and does not go through death. It's called the Son of Man. It is not a physical body. It is a body of light made of the Spirit of God. It is the very substance of God. It is ever-present. It is the child of God. It is your divine image and likeness. That which the Father created in His image and likeness is your everywhere self. It isn't shaped as you are. It doesn't walk in clothes as you do. But it is ever-present in all of your past and in all of your present and in all of your future. It is now. When you find it, when you relate to it, when you learn to live in it, you find you're living in yesterday and today and tomorrow at the same time. And you're under divine law. And you will then have the willingness to let the government rest upon his shoulders. To some degree, we're unwilling to do that now because we don't quite know how he does it. And we're somewhat suspicious that it won't be done. Now that everywhere self, you may have glimpsed at times. It is undying. It was never born. It is a self you are going to live in when you have raised the Son of Man. It is a self you're going to live in before you are permitted to stop reincarnating in a cycle of mortal selves. It is the self you will live in as a permanent dispensation. It is a self that is heir to all that the Father hath. And if there were no such self, there would be no Bible, there would be no Christ teaching, there would be no point for any of us to be on a spiritual path. There is a spiritual self, and it isn't a self that you develop or that is going to be created in the future. The Father's work is done. It is a living, present self, a self that has ever lived since the foundations of the world. And in our present level of consciousness, we simply aren't aware of it. But we will become aware of it as we practice our awareness of it. We will discover that the power of that self to withstand material laws, to stand up against all of the things that we had thought we were suffering from, even death itself, is all within that self. And our overcoming is not through willpower, not through intelligence, not through any great human capacities, but rather to find that self which has already overcome this work. That self, which is called child of God, which is yourself and myself, which is the Son of Man, that was demonstrated on this earth by not only Christ Jesus, but by many others, as an imperishable self. That is the self that we are, and that is the self we're going to concentrate on living in. First we'll have a quiet, then a recess, and then we'll come to that self. Let's know this now, that the will of God is being done in your eternal body. To live the life eternal, you must be in an eternal body. To be immortal, you must live in an immortal body. And because God's work is finished, there has to be one. Somewhere. The place whereon thou standest is where? Now, when you are functioning as an individual human being, even with a desire to know the Father aright, you're functioning from the wrong focus. And everything you do is discolored and disconnected from the living Word. You must begin to function from your eternal body, from your everywhere self. Now, you came here today, and tomorrow you're going somewhere else. Now please see in your consciousness now that your everywhere self is already there tomorrow, right now. This has to become real to you. It isn't a game. Where you are going tomorrow, your human body is going. But you cannot divide up your everywhere body and say, it is going there tomorrow. It is there now. And if you begin to realize that, you're halfway there. You have come from home. But you haven't. Your human body has come from home. Yourself is there now. Your everywhere self never goes anywhere. And if you haven't got that as your home base, you're always functioning in an imaged fragment without any contact with the Father. Your everywhere self is at home now. Now don't try to hold that in your mind. It isn't enough. Your everywhere self is at your office tomorrow, right now. And I can tell you this, when you know that, you'll notice a difference in that office. You'll notice a difference in that home. You'll see that you're always present everywhere. Now, let's take into consciousness that form of you which allegedly left your home today to come here. And if before you had begun, you would realize that your self, being everywhere, was already here, your very trip over might have been different for you in many respects. And so will your return trip. Always, you begin with the knowledge of yourself, not your body, yourself. What are you doing? You're raising the Son of Man. You're lifting up the Son of Man as Moses did the serpent. Until you can have a realization of the self of you that at this very second is somewhere else than where your body appears to be. As you practice this, you will find you're lifted out of the concept of the body. You're lifted into a higher level of self where you are really experiencing the presence of a self that has ever existed before the foundations of the world. The self which is the divine child, which like the wind you cannot see, but you will begin to feel the effects thereof. It will rustle the leaves of your consciousness. Its spirit will begin to communicate, to express, so that your consciousness becomes aware of the inner word of the Father through this invisible self of you. You can leave your home with a conscious assurance that yourself is there, and it is intelligent, and it is living, and it is one with the Father. And you'll discover it's as good as a lock on your door. If you do not, you will function out of a human form as one separated from Source. But whoever hears these words and dwells through contemplation on my everywhere self, placing yourself somewhere which is not where your body is, you will become aware of that self somewhere, and further, it will become aware of you. And it will press upon you its divine intelligence. It will guide you. It will light your way. And it being an everywhere self, the moment you become conscious of it anywhere and accept it as an everywhere self, you will discover it carries with it the government of God. You can give yourself to this invisible everywhere self. It is you. It is the Son of Man. And we're going to close the gap between the human consciousness and this invisible everywhere self that you are. That is how you will raise the Son of Man. Now, right now, each of us is somewhere else other than where this body appears to be. We are in that Christ self. No human mind can benefit by this. But as you accept this in consciousness and let yourself surrender to the truth of it, you'll find a fourth-dimensional consciousness begins to overshadow your third-dimensional consciousness. And you are open to another realm, vast possibilities. Contact with an infinite source which could never contact a personal individual, but which only contacts your everywhere self and is in perpetual contact with it. For your everywhere self is the individualization of the infinite. Now this must become meaningful and real to us, as real as it is. Ultimately, more real than the self of us we have walked in on this earth. For this invisible self of you has already overcome death. As you find yourself in human problems, you will discover the power of your everywhere self can release you from those problems. It is too pure to behold the iniquities of the human mind. There is no darkness in this light of your everywhere self. And the reality of it, the power of it, the intelligence of it, is totally independent of all human hearts and lungs and bodies and bloodstreams. It completely dissolves all images in the human mind and replaces them with divine images that are under the government of God. If you were doing this to a successful conclusion, you would discover when you went home today a different feeling when you walked into that house. Yourself invisibly would greet you. The self that you are acknowledging here and now as being there now. It would be feeding you all the way. It would be bringing through those qualities of the divine which know no opposite. And it will destroy everything you have called your enemy. For your enemy is only the absence of your awareness of your everywhere self. I don't care if it's a business or a home, a family relationship, or a social engagement. Wherever you have taken the time to prune your tree of life, to be still inside, to communicate through the silence by accepting the self of you that is not here in this form now, but is everywhere. And place it wherever you want. It is there now. Go as far as you like. Go out of this world. Go into any planet, any star, any ocean, anywhere beyond time and space. Yourself is there now. And you must learn to have moments with it. For it is the self that you're going to live with longer than you're going to live with this human body. It is the self that enables you to translate out of this human body, out of the experience called death, out of the human experiences called disease, sin, alcoholism, drugs. The moment you have the awareness of it, you find the contact with source is established. And the soul will feed divine goodness to the invisible child of God. That invisible self of you will discover is your invisible soul body. And there is no place where it is not. No place. It will be realized one day, and you will come under the law of the Father. You cannot do this all day, so you take periods of contemplation about your everywhere self and realize there is no place ever where your everywhere self is absent. You simply haven't been aware of it. And you were given this little form to become acquainted with it, with its finer points, with some of the miracles of it. And everything in this little form is a capsule, a microcosm, a little Reader's Digest edition of your everywhere self. And because it's a fragment, nothing in it is perfect, but it's at the level which you can comprehend. The level of your everywhere self you cannot comprehend any more than the wind which comes whence we know not from. But it is present as the wind. Just as the wind, your everywhere self is present. You must learn to rely on it by living in it, consciously. And you will discover the answer to, Father, what is your will for me? My will is that you live in yourself. Be perfect as your Father by living in the self which is the child of God, your everywhere self. There is no place where your self is not. You cannot know this by memory. You cannot know it any other way than by practicing the truth of it, the presence of it, not just where you stand, until your whole focus changes and your everywhere self begins to feed you, to teach you, to guide you, to love you, to direct you in all your ways. That is how the Father lives your life, through your everywhere self. We have been fragments too long. We have been personal human images too long. Your everywhere self is the divine image and likeness of the Father. We've come a long way to come to the place now where each day we devote some thought to that everywhere self, releasing ourselves to it, getting to know it, communing with it, surrendering to it, listening to it, until the reality of it is so clear to us that we have found that self which never can perish, through which the Father's love, the Father's word, the Father's intelligence, the Father's law, the Father's will, and the Father's power is ever functioning. It so happens that your everywhere self is a joint heir with Christ. My everywhere self is a joint heir with Christ. And everyone's everywhere self is a joint heir with Christ. In the invisible, we all share the one everywhere self. Whoever does not walk in it consciously loses the value of it and reincarnates back into the creature to begin anew the quest. Whoever accepts it is lifting up the Son of Man. Is coming out of the wilderness of human materiality. Out of the wilderness with a beginning and an end called a lifespan. out of that dying materiality which is called the mortal self. We're putting on the garment of immortality. Whoever will do this will discover the fruits of it. Put yourself in your office before you go there. Put yourself wherever you're going before you leave. And when you arrive there, realize you've never left where you started from. Put yourself everywhere and be still and listen. Until the whole universe for you becomes alive. That is the sleeping infant. That is the Christ child. That is the new self which will make the earth new. We never were finite human beings. Now you can go as far with this as you wish. You can realize that the everywhere self has an everywhere mind and an everywhere body. But I'd like you to do that on your own. I really want to establish your beachhead in the invisible everywhere self today. When it's lived in, you see that there's no power on this earth over you. None whatsoever. The greatest so-called human powers become little pinpoints of sand in your everywhere self. And you don't have to do something because the power of your everywhere self is the grace of God in action. It simply could not function unless you had a consciousness to embrace it, to accept it, to be willing, to trust it, to be aware of it, and not turn away from it, not to deny the omnipresence of your everywhere self. Your spiritual selfhood. And then you have this human form in a new light. A new understanding of what it really is. Just a temporary place where you can become aware of your everywhere self. That's your next jump. Now this is the way we are going to be led by the Spirit and quickened. The Spirit will not quicken our human consciousness unless our human consciousness is surrendered to the child of God that we are. And the child of God coming through is what quickens you. And then the Word is made flesh. And then the light dissolves the darkness. And then the law dissolves all man-made laws. The law of harmony supersedes the material opposites of harmony and discord. And right down the line, you no longer look for your help in the outer things. You simply rest in the assurance of your everywhere perfect self. And it then manifests as the outer health of your countenance. All is your invisible everywhere self. And that's where your consciousness dwells. You see that an infinite Father works through an infinite Son. And the outer human selfhood merely is the place where the fruitage visibly appears. You glorify your Father this way. Now this is rising to the mystical consciousness. You're out of metaphysics, you're out of materialism, you're out of the mind trying to get something from God. You're accepting that your everywhere self has all that God has to give you. It's all completed. Finished kingdom is present, and your contact with it is not through your human mind or your human body. It's not through asking God to come to you with some kind of answers to your prayers or to the fulfillment of your human body needs. That's all part of yesterday. We're 1,000 light years ahead of that. And now, if you will tend your garden and live in it, and quietly, secretly, sacredly know the truth of your inner self, which is everywhere, and practice that, you'll find you're in the tree of life. You're not separated. You're not separated from source at all. That illusion is over. And you'll find that everything you had thought you needed is already provided for, but in far greater quantities and qualities than you had imagined. For we do not know what we need. We can only think from human levels. The divine wind knoweth our needs. And it blows with total freedom, completely unconfined by human thought. And it will quicken your mortal body. It will release you from the plagues of the mind. It will restore the lost years of the locusts. It will redeem us from all of the errors of Adam and Eve. The thinking human mind. And the serpent they could not raise up, we shall raise up. Until the human mind, which had isolated us, abandoned us, built a little circle around us and said, here now, operate as a human being on an earth. That human mind, which has created the mist or illusion around us, is overcome. And we find we're not on the earth. We never were. And we're not in the mist. We never were. Our everywhere self is now in heaven, here and now, functioning under the law of the Father within. And that will make itself visibly manifest when it is in your consciousness. For your consciousness will then externalize the truth that does make you free. We're not going to take any of the quotations out of Joel's chapter today. It would take us over too far. And incidentally, you may have noticed how quickly time has moved today. The reason is that we have not dwelt on human quotations, human thoughts, human ideas. We have abandoned ourselves to this everywhere self. And it does not live in time. That's why when you're in your everywhere self, you're in every tomorrow, even though your human mind isn't conscious of it. It doesn't live in the scope of time. Time is imitating what your everywhere self is doing. Space is imitating it. All of this world is imitating your everywhere self. We have been living in the imitation of ourselves. Now, we are avoiding the imitation, and the Father's word will not return void. It will return replete with its own divine ideas, expressing the seed becomes the mustard tree. The divine seed becomes the eternal life, lived in an eternal body, a body that we know not of, that we cannot describe, but we can feel it, and we can experience the effects of its presence. until we can trust it to ever be eternal, capable of walking through all human fires, through all human walls, through all human material substances. It is completely independent of the material world.
It is the Christ body. Please live in it consciously every day until you find that even those 15 or 20 minutes you spend in your everywhere self begin to show blossoms on the branch. We're going to stay in this chapter 5 of Job's for next time. Move ahead a little bit in John, probably. In John, we're at still toward the latter part of the third chapter. But we've covered it rather thoroughly now. We're meeting the Christ demands. What seek ye? We seek Christ. Good, then follow me. If we seek Christ, we have now found where Christ is, where Christ dwelleth. It is our invisible everywhere self. And you must live in it to experience it. It's an act of consciousness. It will not simply happen. It isn't like God will take care of it if all I've got to do is just be good or loving or dutiful, or moral. It won't work that way. It hasn't up to now, and it will never work that way. It is an act that you consciously perform, uniting yourself with Source through that method. That is how we are reborn of the Spirit. Now let's meditate on it. Put yourself consciously wherever you wish to be at this moment and simply realize that you're there. That's all. Until you can accept it. That doesn't mean your body is going to jump there. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go there. You're simply accepting your living presence there as a fact. And all the divine qualities of that presence are there where you are. Because this is your divine self you're talking about. Your love is there. Your truth is there. Your beauty is there. Your harmony is there. Right now. That's what's there. And between there and here, all that exists is that same self. So you're connected to it here and there as one. And when that opens up in your consciousness, those qualities will be there right this minute now, though your body is here, and they will be working there, felt there, by whoever else is there. Because that is yourself and you are in it. It isn't an appendage, it is you. And you are there. A living creature of God there now. You may suspect the great possibilities that can develop from this. And if you're the type who doesn't let grass grow under you, you'll be busy with it, realizing those possibilities. Because there's no limit. Remember now, keep your hands off. To realize it is one thing. To try to do something about it is something else. There's nothing you can do about it. It is. Simply realize. And then let the Spirit of the Father live itself there as you, here as you, everywhere as you, and watch. The miracle of the one everywhere self performing through the obedient consciousness. Never think your meditation is over if you haven't had some kind of a peace descend upon you. It's only when that feeling of it is done comes to you that you're going to bear fruit tangibly. Now, if you haven't received that it is done feeling, linger a little longer. Well, thank you very much. We'll continue along this line in our next meeting.